Oh, that's Francesca Battistelli, and her song Beautiful. You know, God, when he sees us as beautiful, but sometimes when we look at ourselves, we don't see ourselves that way. Coming up on March the 10th, it is the Beautiful Freedom Conference in Lake Holcomb, Wisconsin. And this morning, we had the pleasure of talking with Dee Breasdon. She is going to be speaking at the conference. She's an author and speaker, and she's written many, many books, including Idolize and her newest book, He Calls You Beautiful. Hello, Dee.
Hi, Darla. It's so good to be with you.
Oh, good to have you here, all the way from Door County. Tell us about the Beautiful Freedom Conference and what you're going to be bringing to share with the ladies there.
Sure. Well, I'm excited about the whole concept of how we long for freedom. So often we just think we can never stop overeating or getting over angry or getting overspending, but I have learned a secret, and I talk about it in Idolize, on how to get set free. I got set free from a sin I couldn't even see, Darla, about 12 years ago that gave me so much insight, because I think so often we attack the symptom and we don't attack the sin beneath the sin. And I'm just really excited to bring this to the women because I've gotten such a great response when women say, I am finally getting set free of this thing I never thought I'd be free of. So we're going to be talking about that. And then what we learn is that heart idols, which is the sin beneath the sin, cannot be removed. They can only be replaced. But unless we are confident that God will meet our needs, we don't trust him to replace those idols. Like one woman, and I'll be sharing some video testimonies. It's audio visual. And she was trying to overcome overeating, and she knew that she was running to food for comfort instead of God. But she said, but if I stop running to food, will God just let me sit in my pain? So it's a matter of trusting him to meet a need you've been trying to meet yourself. And that's why I'm excited to bring The Song of Songs is a book that is really not studied very much, and we're going to be talking about that. It was the most preached on book, Darla, up until the 17th century in the Old Testament, but today you hardly ever hear it talked about, and if you do, it's usually just from the perspective of marriage. And marriage is there, but there is so much there. I'll tell you a quick little story. When I taught on it in a prison, I prayed about what to share at this prison in Milwaukee, and I felt like the Lord really wanted me to bring the Song of Songs, but then I thought, as I was driving down there, what are you thinking? They're going to go back to their cells, and they're going to read about her breasts, and they're going to think, what was that woman talking about? But I went ahead and I began to share about it. I said, it's a great Cinderella story of a shepherd king who falls in love with a lowly peasant woman. And she is so self-conscious, she doesn't even want him to look at her. She says, don't gaze at me because I'm darkened from the sun. But he tells her that she is beautiful. And it's really a picture of the gospel, how God sees us. And when I said, he tells her she's beautiful, a woman began to cry. And I just kept going so as not to embarrass her. And I said, actually, this is the theme of the Song of Songs. He has to convince her how beautiful she is to him so that she can trust him. And he says, you are so beautiful, there is no flaw in you, because that's the gospel. That's how he sees it. And now this woman is sobbing, and I finally had to stop and say, do you want to tell us what's happening? And she said, I do. She said, all of my life I longed for somebody to tell me they loved me and that I was beautiful, and for whatever reason, it never happened. But this morning I was walking on this little track we have, and she said, I remember before I came into prison, I looked in the mirror and I said, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. She said, but here in prison, Christ found me. And she said, this morning I said to him, Lord, you are so beautiful. And I thought he said, Julia, you are beautiful. And I stopped and I said, say it again. But he didn't until tonight. You come in here and you open your Bible and he says, he calls you beautiful. Over and over, he just sees us as beautiful. She said, he said it again. And you know, it isn't just the women in prison who need to believe that. Just as you said in the opening, we don't believe it. But that's how he sees us. He loves us and he wants us to trust him and let him meet our needs instead of finding all these other ways of meeting our needs that actually can be very destructive if we overspend or overeat or over whatever.
You know, they're just symptoms of a much deeper problem, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what we all want, what we all long for is to hear that we are loved, or just to really experience that. I should say more than hearing it, but to experience knowing that we are loved and that we are beautiful in his sight. Why is it so hard for us to take? Why can't we accept that? Why are we so uncomfortable with that?
Well, I think because man's love is so conditional, we assume God's love will be too.
Mm.
And it's not. That's the beautiful thing.
Mm.
And I really think we're going to see some women getting set free into beautiful freedom. So I'm really excited about the day. And I've got lots of video testimonials. And I think that it'll be a good day. There's something about seeing the truth as well as hearing it that is really helpful.
Oh, definitely. Tell us who you think the conference is for. I mean, you've alluded to it, but specifically speak to our ladies out there who are listening, or maybe their husbands who might want to send them to the conference as a special getaway.
That would be a special getaway. I think that, you know, there's so many things that can happen at a retreat. Friendships can develop, and you're going to get fed from the Word and grow closer to the Lord and really learn some great things. And I know that this committee has worked so hard to pamper the women, and who doesn't want to be pampered?
Mm-hmm. We all need that, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Oh, it doesn't happen often enough. Well, we are sure looking forward to being there. It's coming up on March the 10th in Lake Holcomb, Wisconsin. Again, our speaker will be Dee Bresden. But you bring so much, Dee. I think just really that you can relate to the hearts and the hurts of so many people, and you're able to bring that hope and that encouragement that we all long for. So we are looking forward to that.
Well, thank you, Darla. I'm really looking forward to being with you, and it's fun to be in my home state of Wisconsin.
Oh, yes, indeed. And maybe, I don't know if we'll have some snow on that day, or maybe we'll have sunshine. You never know in March around here, do you?
I know.
Well, Dee, thank you so much. It was great talking with you today. And again, we look forward to seeing you on March 10th at the Beautiful Freedom Conference.
Thank you so much.
And for our ladies listening, like I said, guys, maybe you want to send your gal away for this beautiful conference. Well, you can find all the details about it on our calendar, and that is on the Praise Network mobile app and also on our website at praisenetwork.com. That date again is March the 10th. It's called the Beautiful Freedom Conference, and it will be taking place in Lake Holcomb, Wisconsin. And like I said, the Praise Network will be there, so we look forward to meeting with you then. Dee, we will see you in March.
Thank you so much, Darla.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.